Welcome to the Dastan Goy podcast, a collective exploration of Pakistani history and culture.
In this episode of Dastan Goy podcast, I get to sit down with Bilal Hassan, also known as Mr. Paki on Instagram. He is a doctor, a writer, and a photographer based out of Karachi. Let's get straight to him and hear his wonderful story.
Bilal, thank you so much for being on the Dastan Goy podcast. I really appreciate you taking out the time. Yeah, to begin with, I'd like to kind of put context around who Bilal is. How did your Instagram page kind of come about? How did your story kind of come about? How did you get to doing what you're doing today? What's your story?
Hi there. Thank you so much for inviting me on your podcast. So who's Bilal? Okay, this is like a loaded question. Acha, so first thing foremost, by profession and education, I am a doctor. I work in polio eradication. I'm also hoping to, inshallah, specialize and become a psychiatrist because there's a huge need for mental health professionals in Pakistan and everything, because there's a huge stigma around it. So I feel like I can fill the void and also do a lot of good in that regards. And another thing on the side that Bilal is that I also write. I've been published in numerous publications. I've written for like The Guardian, Toronto Star, Vice, Gulf News regularly. I've written for them, Dawn, Summer. I've written like all over, alhamdulillah. And also I was also the co-founder of Pakistan's first guided tour bus, which was Super Sawari Express. And then also I also gave private tours around town right before Corona came. So that was also a thing. So I'm a doctor, I'm a writer, photojournalist, tour guide. So yeah, I do like four things.
You have the pulse of all rural Pakistan, Karachi and Pakistan and all of the other things.
Everything. Basically, Bilal does everything. I in the words of my parents, like Bilal ko bahut serious identity crisis. So I was like, Bilal ko identity crisis. So it's fine. It's the funny thing. I am that person in the family where everyone's like, what did Bilal do now? Everyone is like very puzzled, confused, about what I'm doing. Very confused. Last week or a week back, I was covering a few protests about this whole the epidemic rise of rapes in Pakistan. So I was doing a takeover from Ashen, which is Myra Khan's page, mm-hmm. and everything. So I took pictures of all these Pakistani celebrities and everything, and Myra Khan also. And then people in the family were like, "Tum Myra se kab mile?" and they're just like so confused. But I like it that way because they stay so confused that they never have time to figure out what I'm really up to. So it's like I leave them with so many drones and they've never been able to figure me out. So it's great that way. It works for me.
How do you switch off one Bilal and turn on the other? Photojournalist ki stories kahan se aati hai, kahan se aapke dimaag mein aata hai ki yaar ye cheez hai jo maine likhni hai iske bare mein, ye cheez hai jo maine Instagram pe post karna hai iske bare mein? What are those innate stories? How did they come about? And how did they come about from, you growing up in Pakistan?
I'll tell you, till med school and everything, I was just a regular med student. Mera plan yehi tha ki yaar doctor banna hai, amma baba ko proud karna hai. And the typical jo desi cliche family jo hoti hai. Didn't really have itna ke perspective ki mujhe ye bhi karna hai and everything. But then what happened was ke ye mid-2012 and 2013 ka time tha and everything. And this is when shit hit the fan in Pakistan. Okay? So there was a Malala got shot in the head, the Peshawar attacks happened, the Air Blue Cup airline got crash ho gaya tha. I mean, kuch nahi to kuch, humari cricket team badnaam ho rahi thi, theek hai. Long story short, Pakistan was all over the news for all the wrong reasons. I'm not going to get into the fact of am I going to lament over it? Nahin, I mean, jo tha to tha, whatever, it's our history, we have to accept it. Terrorist attacks were happening left, right, center, and cricket chali gayi thi yahan se. But I felt there's a lot more to this country than just what we see over there. and left, right, center, all these journalists were coming in, and specifically just white men, jo aate the, and they would just yehi ek perspective photograph karke, lagate the. Theek hai, like wo basically ek aur koi aapko ya to koi mulla cheekh raha hoga, like wo wali baat hai, ya koi, I mean, koi bomb blast ki tasveer hoti thi, and basically jo duniya thi unko jo nazar aa raha tha Pakistan wo yehi nazar aa raha tha. And what I felt like was, I was like, there's much more over here that needs to be told. And that's why I started my page. It was basically just out of sheer frustration why I started it. Mera koi plan nahi tha banane ka. I made it and I was like, I'm going to tell regular day-to-day stories. And I wanted to show, like, through each post, like, open up a little window. You can come in and have a look at Pakistani people love, laugh, cry, go out to the movies. Okay? Regular stuff, like very regular, basic stuff. And the aim at the end of the day was to humanize the Pakistani experience, like one post at a time. And if you look at my stuff, it's very, very like minute little things only where I, and it's very calculated. Like, it's like if people, kai log kehte nahi tum aise post kar dete, I was like, no, I think about everything which I'm going to post. Cause I was like, ye main isliye post kar raha hu kyunki this will get this discussion started or log phir is tarah sochenge and everything. And that's what I want you to see from that picture. And so it's like a wide variety of things I cover. Main kabhi kabhar khane ka bhi laga dunga, something just to do with society, something to do with how families interact with one another over here. Like, very, very, I want people to get to know us because I feel like they don't know us. Like, and that is why I started it. And the other aspect of it was because, like, was shaped from my own personal life. Because, like, I've grown up as in two different Pakistans, basically. In the early part of my life, you weren't exactly very well off. We lived a pretty middle, lower middle class like life. Very, like, we lived a very sober life, I'd say. We didn't have much. For tuitions, my parents couldn't even afford to pay for my tuitions and everything. And they would tell me that, like, if you want to take them, you will have to use public transport. And Karachi public transport is a completely different ballgame. So, like, I had to change at least 3 buses to get to my tuition. The tuitions were, like, for around, like, I think 1,800 rupees around that time. But even then, for them to pay that was very hard. And I think I was, like, 14, 15 years old back then. But it hardened me a lot and also, like, got me pretty street smart. And which dar hota hai na sadak ka, wo nahi tha mera, wo tab se hi mera chale gaya tha, because I knew I had to fend for myself. There was no one around there because my parents were just like literally just trying to put food on the table for us. So saaf si baat hai, for me, I had to be responsible. So that was one aspect of life. Then in the second half of my life, we moved to a more like a better part of town, I would say. I would say now in this part of my life, I do have privilege. So, like, I see two different Pakistans and I empathize with both of them. And I view both of them from as an insider and as an outsider. So I feel like I have a very global picture, at least on urban Pakistan, with both the haves and the have nots. That way I feel like I can use my page as a conduit where I can get like these discussions started, where I can humanize both aspects of it. So like what started off as a page to humanize the Pakistani experience for Log Bahar has also turned into humanizing the experience for Pakistanis also, because people on both sides don't view each other. In fact, don't even know about the existence of each other. So that's basically how the page came about. And it's just evolving day by day. And there's just more and more stuff. Now, like, the third thing is, like, where is bridging the gap between Pakistanis living in Pakistan and Pakistanis in the diaspora? Because I feel like both of us, we're all very different because you're shaped by your environment. But I feel like there's a lot of dialogue and we can learn a lot from one another. And yeah, so, like, that's it.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to kind of hear your story and then the perspective jo aapki profile ko bhi de deta hai. Because you start to kind of unpack now, like, now that I know a little bit more about you and the conversation that we've been having for the past like 30, 40 minutes, it gives me more understanding of the context in the way that you're telling your story and the way you frame the narrative of each of the posts and each of the stories that you write. And it's really interesting because, you know, it's very difficult to be able to give truth to a story and to be able to give truth to a picture sometimes. But if you are able to kind of delve deep, or jo aapki niyat jo sab bol rahe the ki like you calculate why you put this post up there, because you want to start a conversation. And one of the key things that you're saying is you want to create a conversation to showcase people outside of Pakistan initially, ke Pakistan mein ho kya hai. Because to be honest, yaar main yahan pe bhi baitha hota hu, main idhar bhi jab news kholta hu, like 3 hours away, I always see negative kind of influences of Pakistan, right? And there's all this kind of discourse happening. And for me personally, growing up, I was scared every single time I'd go to Pakistan. Like,
no, I agree.
Dadi mein ghar pe hota tha. I would not go into the gully. I was that scared. I would like not go into the gully outside alone, or like to my cousin's house alone, or anything alone. And it's really interesting, right? Like when you get a different perspective of someone living in the country. I mean, now like the amount of time that I spend there, I take my car and I go alone all over the place. And it just changes the idea and the conception of Pakistan for you. And I think it's really beautiful to kind of see the way you showcase and the way you humanize the stories of Pakistan, right? And it's very important. Because mm-hmm. other people, again, who UK mein baithe hain, Canada mein baithe hain, US mein baithe hain, like they should understand that their country has, 220 million people, each with their own stories.
No, absolutely. And like I said, the thing is, listening is very important. I may not agree with all of the people. In fact, like a lot of the people that I put on my page, but I feel like it's a story that's worth telling, because I feel like if I put it up, wo thoda sa logon ka dimag kholega, theek hai? And I'll give you an example of like there's like I did a post on like a tattoo parlor in Karachi and everything, theek hai? Maybe I might not get one myself, theek hai? But does that mean I disagree with him? No, it doesn't mean I disagree with him or anything. But I felt like this was a very different part of Pakistan, which I felt like if I cover it, I mean, people will be like, "Arey, ha, yahan to ye bhi hota hai, theek hai?" And likewise, like if I, main uske jo bilkul usse pehle maine kuch cover kiya tha, was just on like Mughal masjids in Pakistan. So that Pakistan is everything between that and everything, theek hai? Pakistan ko people, even Pakistanis like in the diaspora tend to view it as a black and white kind of place. Theek hai? Ye bahut conservative hai. Ya ek jo aate hain Islamabad, Karachi, Lahore mein jo like privilege bubble mein, they're like apne privilege cousins ke saath rahenge and everything. And wo hi unko kehte hain, arre yaar bada mazedar, badi maine party kari, Decemberistan, hashtag, wo sara. Pakistan is a lot. It's gray. It's a lot of gray. And it's honestly like even I, as someone who's been living here for like the majority of my life, I have a hard time understanding a lot of things where I was like, I did not know that, but like it opened my mind also, like kai cheez hoti hai, everything. And I feel like it's important to tell these stories. And kai dafa yahi jo stories hoti hai, batani zaruri hoti hai, taki people are like, wait, it isn't exactly like how I thought it was.
It's to create that dialogue, right? Like it's to create ke bhai baat to karna shuru kare. These things exist. A tattoo parlor exists. That's part of culture. You know, that's part of culture that exists in Karachi, and this is happening. It's not exactly. You cannot shun something. You can create dialogue around it.
Absolutely. The thing is ke I knew uspe aayega thoda ke oh yeah haram hai ya jahannam, you know all jo baatein but typical Pakistan mein hoti hai and everything. I knew aayega and I was like trust me, like I'm always prepared for stuff like this. I was like, "Haan, mujhe pata hai aayega." But I'm actually, sach baat batao, waiting for those comments, taki I can actually talk to them. Theek hai? And if you notice, I actually replied to like a lot of my comments, and I just properly try to have a conversation. I was like, "How those chalo, chai lao, baat karte hain. Let's just talk." Theek hai? And he's like, "Gentlemen, so my question is like, maine ke my thing is ke aap thodi kara rahe ho, theek hai? आप नहीं कराओ, आपको नहीं अच्छा लगता ना करो, ठीक है? ठीक है, अगर आपको लगता है इस तरह होगा, ठीक है, वो जो करा रहा है उसको करने दो, साफ सी बात है, ठीक है? आई मीन इन पाकिस्तान देयर इज दिस थिंग वेयर लोगों को दूसरे की साइड सुननी ही नहीं है और सीधा सीधा विदाउट अ मिडिल ग्राउंड वो आपको जानना मिल जाता, लाइक
जजमेंट
वो जज जूरी सब खुद बन जाते हैं एवरीथिंग, रादर देन बी लाइक ओके मैन लाइक कर रहा है करने दो मुझे क्या फर्क पड़ता है, you know, that kind of thing.
And
so yeah, that is.
And to be honest, like Yeah, these things enrich your culture because, like, you don't know what kind of conversations start from there and what else kind of happens. Like, some of the most fascinating conversations I've been having these days are with filmmakers, man. Like, the stories that they tell and the way that they're able to kind of dissect different subsects or subcultures. Like, for instance, like Hamza Bangash, who's a filmmaker yes. in Karachi, Sam Sadiq, who's in Lahore right now. Sarmad Khusar, like talking to these guys and the way that they look at Pakistan, the way that they look at the world, and then the way that they kind of create a story which humanizes in a way where like these short films or these longer form films and showcasing parts of culture, which, yeah, like it's incredible to see
no,
that.
Like, it's like, honestly speaking, I feel like we should be proud of the fact that we are such a diverse and rich country rather than as a monolith, which people try to put it as, theek hai? And Pakistan mein erasure bhi bahut hota hai, theek hai? Now let me explain, like Pakistan mein, agar aap, like if you remember, like hamara jo flag hai, it has the white and has the green, theek hai? Green is Islam, white is minorities and everyone else. But Pakistan mein ek ye bahut narrative hai ke पाकिस्तान की आइडेंटिटी सिर्फ इस्लाम है, ठीक है, एंड इट्स लाइक आपने पूरे फ्लैग को ग्रीन कर दिया, ठीक है, पर मेरा क्वेश्चन भी एक और ये है कि आई मीन इस्लाम भी थोड़ी यहाँ मोनोलिथ है, ठीक है, यहाँ शिया रहते हैं, सुन्नी रहते हैं, बोरी रहते हैं, आखानी रहते हैं, ठीक है, हाउ कैन यू मेक इट लाइक मोनोलिथिक, ठीक है, एंड आई फील लाइक जितनी ज्यादा आपको स्टोरीज मिलती हैं, जितनी ज्यादा स्टोरीज मिलती हैं आपको, लाइक उतना ज्यादा आपका कल्चर इनरिच होता है. And like honestly, our filmmakers are doing a great job like at highlighting all of this and everything. And that's what I even try to continue to do through my work is just to show ke yaar, Pakistan mein bahut kuch hota hai aur bahut sare cultures rehte hain, bahut sare subcultures bhi hain. Rather than what, it's not a monolith, theek hai? And I think that's the beauty of Pakistan, and that is what we should embrace rather than go like nahi. ये हम नहीं है.
Yeah, 100%. And it's very important, again, like the way you tell your stories and the way you kind of highlight those things that someone else would say, हाँ ये तो गुजरते गुजरते मुझे 10 ऐसे लोग नजर आते हैं, 10 ऐसी चीजें नजर आती हैं. But highlighting those 10 में से एक भी, the way it puts perspective and the way it makes you stop in that moment and appreciate and be able to really like put your foot into that other person's life or in that moment really changes the way you think sometimes, right? And I love that about your work. So if we kind of delve a little bit deeper from the stories that you've been telling, what are some of the unexpected learnings that you've had about Pakistan, unexpected stories that have come out that have kind of changed your perspective even?
Oh, there's actually a lot, okay? Where I've learned a lot, theek hai? There's three which I'm going to highlight, actually. One is basically, this was actually a fun thing which I did. It was jab last football World Cup ho raha tha. So there's this neighborhood in Karachi which is called Lehari. The majority of the inhabitants in Lehari are Baloch and people, and Shidis, who are like African descendants from East Africa, theek hai? And rather than cricket, football is more popular over there. So there was this filmmaker like Ehsan Baloch, very talented filmmaker who lives over there. And he just dropped me a message and he was like, ek picture bheji thi, sirf ek tasveer thi. And wo picture thi jahan like Lehari pura saja hua tha and everything in like these Brazil colors and everything. And he's like, you should come check it out. Theek hai? Honestly, I didn't really expect much. Theek hai? Maine kaha pata nahi kya hoga. Yaar, that entire neighborhood was like colored with like pura football regalia. Like you would have thought agar aankhe band karte ke you are either in Buenos Aires or Rio. Like honestly aisa wala tha. Like it was just wow. And usne kaha main aapko ek aur cheez dikhata hu. He's like, aap chhat pe chale. Uski chhat pe gaya, as far as you could see, gharon ke upar jhande lage hue the of the teams they were supporting. So there was Brazil, Argentina, Mexico, theek hai? Like the entire neighborhood was open. So what happened was, phir main ghar aaya, I posted about it, theek hai? And I wrote like something. I was feeling really like emotional, like, and like just really like happy about like, yeah, aisi bhi cheez hoti hai, I wrote it, theek hai? Everyday Brazil picked up that and they posted it on there. So what happened was then Vice got in touch with me and they're like, we want to do a story on this, theek hai? So I did an entire story on it with Vice. and we posted it. And then people in Brazil were like messaging me. They're like, we did not know there was a little Brazil in Pakistan. And we did not know. And like, and then I was like getting all these messages, come to Brazil, we love you, come to Brazil. And it was like this, you know, like you wouldn't expect like a Pakistan-Brazil cultural connection forming. And it was like, it was beautiful, like it felt great. And then Vice Brazil translated the entire thing into Portuguese. Wow. Taki unko bhi samajh aaye. So like, that was one thing jahan I feel like meri bhi aankhe khuli thi, and I feel like through my work, I was able to thoda logon ko bhi bata saka tha, and like, it became something bigger than I even expected. So I learned a lot over there. The second one was when I went to ek dafa CBU pe gaya tha. There was this transgender over there. This transgender lady. Her name was Munni. I remember abhi tak. And like, wo just a regular hote hain. Like, IIT paise aise mangne and everything. And like, maine usko de diya tha 100-200 paise de diye and everything. And she, maine usse pucha, maine kaha, main aapki photo le sakta hoon. And there was just something about her demeanor and the color of her clothes that she was wearing, where I was like, I feel like this will make a nice photograph. Like, is tarike se dimag mein aaya tha. To usne mujhse pucha ki aap kyun tasveer lenge, ye kya hai, kidhar jayegi, aap hum mera mazak to nahi uda rahe. She asked all these questions and everything, and maine kaha nahi main is tarah nahi, maine kaha mera ki ye page hai, main yahan Karachi ke bare mein post karta hu. Like, I had a proper conversation with her. Then she was like, she's like, acha ek second, she's like, direction main dungi tasveer ki, theek hai, aap tasveer lena, theek hai. Like, acha sahi hai, theek hai, whatever, theek hai. And so basically she khadi hui full, like she pose mara, and she was like, wait jab tak camel bilkul mere peeche se jaye tab khichna tasveer, theek hai. And she directed the entire picture, and the camel wala was walking behind, and then she gave this signal, she's like, ab khicho, theek hai. I snapped, and it turned out to be a beautiful picture. Like, she was there standing strong, statuesque, right in the middle, and camel wala was going. And it sort of became a social commentary, because the camel wala was looking at her and laughing, theek hai. And it just became a moment where it represented exactly how they are represented in society. Like, he was actually aise dekh ke like hota, and maine usko dikhaya, and usne gaali di gandi si. Usne kaha tasveer to achhi hai, ye chutiya camel wala hai, dekho sare hum isi tarah dekhte hain, theek hai. And I learned a lot from that moment, at the fact ke dekho ke ek just talking nicely ne kitna break kara barrier. And like, saaf si baat hai, all she wanted was someone to treat her like a human. Like, and main koi farishta nahi ban raha, but like, I just talk to them like a normal person, and you can go a lot, aap aage ja sakte ho and everything. Magar ek aur jo reality thi ki society inko isi tarah dekhti hai, and that was one thing where I learned a lot, and I'm still learning. And like, it's just sad to see like how they are viewed in Pakistan. And like, despite the fact inko ID card abhi mil jate as a third gender and everything, inko jobs, employment and everything, still we have a long way to go, and they all just rely on like sex work, yeah, just on like begging and everything. So that was one where I learned. And the third was where, like, this was more from like personal experience, and I'm still learning ye sara, was like covering the women's rights movement in Pakistan, just my Aurat March and all these protests and everything, where basically like, this was more, I covered more because of personal experience. Basically, in like early in our life, like my dad wasn't able to like support us akele mein. So my mom went to university later in life, like after marriage, and she had all of us three siblings and everything. So because she had to make ends meet, and like we had to go to school, and you know wali baat hai. So my mom went back to university. She got her master's in education, bachelor's in education and everything. And she started working at the school where we worked. Just the sole reason was taake hamari feesein kam ho jaye, it would be more affordable to send us to school. Saaf si baat hai. And but I remember clearly how hard it was for her, just because she was a woman, theek hai, a woman thing. And she had to fight every day just to get an education, simple, and so that she could help put her kids to school and everything. So like a lot of people do over here in Pakistan, because there's this machismo over here ke tum ladke ho, tum kyun bolte ho uske bare mein, you know, like that kind of thing. Or like a lot of jo aapke bros hote hain, dude bros, and it's like ye kyun bol raha hai women's right, like isko kya tuk hai, isko kyun bolne ki zarurat hai and everything. But it's something very personal to me, because like I used to remember how hard it was for her to just do that. And through just by attending these protests, I feel like I've learned about a lot of things which jo like hamara jo personal ghar ka experience tha usse bahut bahar nikal ke, like hamara jo experience tha was just mama wanted to get an education, but I learned so much about like there's people who like very simple like things that aapko lagega ki like there's like so many things like people over there at the protest were fighting about like enforced, I mean wo kya kehte hain, forced conversions ho rahi hain ladkiyon ki, unke bare mein there was people from the trans community over there, there was people just complaining, I mean complaining wrong word was the just fighting against simple things ki jis mujhe kaam karna hai. So I feel like there is like I've learned a lot over there and still I'm continuing to learn a lot. Kisasiya like as a man in Pakistan aapke paas privilege ye hoti hai ki I don't have to worry about ki main raat mein jaunga mujhe kuch hoga. But seeing women come out over there and talk about so much of their experiences as kafi aapki aankhein khol rahi hain. You think ke yaar it's like jaise ha hamara experience tha just education ka aur bahut kuch hai so, I mean, and that's something I'm always
there's a always very long way that
open to learning.
Yeah, there's a still
very long way, very long
for sure,
very very long way.
That's yeah, it's fascinating the things that you've learned across these. How has it changed your perspective of understanding Pakistan?
I mean, I do understand that Pakistan is a very complex country. That is one thing I've understood. And I've understood that one thing is maybe I just because I have a pulse on Karachi does not mean I have a pulse on Pakistan.
Yeah.
They're all saaf si baat hai. And that is what I've learned. Pehle ye tha when I just started, I felt like, haan, main bahar jata hoon, maine basse mein se dekhi hai, maine shehar dekha hai. I think this is what Pakistan is. Pakistan is 210 million people. Theek hai? Karachi is probably got 20 million, probably 10% of the population. But there's a lot of stuff over there, which I feel like, I mean, I still have a lot to learn over there. And that is what it's taught me, ke Pakistan, like I said, is a lot of gray. It's not black and white. And there's a lot of stuff that you see, which will surprise you, both in a good, bad way, negative way, no feelings, but it will surprise you. And you'll be like, whoa, I did not know Pakistan. That is what it's taught me.
Awesome. I completely agree. I think like we, whether you want to or not, every single time I go there, I learn so much. My eyes are opened with new experiences and new people and different perceptions that people lekar aate hain na har conversation mein. Whenever you meet someone who's Pakistani living in Pakistan, Islamabadi living in Islamabad, or someone else who's outside of Pakistan and coming back to, and it's just like it's just so much, like you said, complexity, and it's just fascinating for me to kind of look at
it
that.
It's even like the way in which like fine, Pakistan ke teen major, I'd say, urban centers, the teen major like the ones that communicate the most with one another, which is Karachi, Lahore, and the Islamabad Pindi area. Even ye teen, as people, they're all very different from one another, and very very different, like very very different, like, and different personalities, different way of thinking, different way of doing business, everything is different. These are just three cities, and like total agar aap lagayenge, this is probably 30-40 million people honge total mila ke, still you have like a huge chunk of the country left. Theek hai, so like yeah, there's a lot of gray area, and there's still a lot of stuff that I want to cover and would like to write about, because there's a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah, I look forward to that. I'll end with the last question for you, which is, when instances like the Brazil instance happened and people ask you what Pakistan is like, how do you describe it? How do you unpack it for other people?
I tell them one thing. I tell them ki don't come to Pakistan, like if this is like there's like usually like I get messages from people who are visiting Pakistan or looking to visit, and they're like oh yeah, what should we expect, or like I mean, they're asking about planning and everything. I tell them, don't expect anything, honestly speaking, and whatever preconceived notions you have of the country, leave them home, honestly, because there will be so many things over here that you will not understand. There will be so many things that you'll have a hard time getting your head around. There are so many things which probably I've started to understand now, like probably like 10 years after starting this. But I was like, like you have an aha moment one point. You're like, ab samajh aaya. Now I get it. Theek hai? So that's what I tell them. And I tell them that one thing is about Pakistan is that like when you come to Pakistan, this will not be the last time you're coming to Pakistan. That is one thing. And you will have a very hard time going back because you will learn that yahan bahut kuch hai. Like, and there's a lot more that I want to see, explore. And likewise, like with me, even like, I even like with Karachi, I have a very love hate relationship. Like I lived here my life. It's given me everything. So I respect and everything. Alhamdulillah, I've gone from here. But there's days when I really, really do hate it. Theek hai, because it's just frustrating. But then like when I leave it, I just want to come back to it because I feel like there's so much more stuff that I want to write about and explore. And yeah, that's the thing.
Bilal, thank you so much. This has been so insightful and so inspiring. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for inviting.
Take a second, medicine.
Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us on Instagram and YouTube for more stories. You can get in touch with us via email contact.dastangoy@gmail.com. Until next time, thank you. Shukriya. Meherbani. Khudafiz.